Pope Leo tells over a million young Catholics they show a different world is possible at closing of Youth Jubilee. By Breitbart London on August 3, 2025. Rome, AP. Pope Leo XIV on Sunday told more than a million Catholic youths at a closing Mass for a week-long encounter with the next generation of faithful that they are the sign that a different world is possible where conflicts can be resolved with dialogue, not weapons. In his closing blessing for the Jubilee of Youth, Leo remembered the young people of Gaza and Ukraine and other countries at war who could not join their celebration. "We are closer than ever to young people who suffer the most serious evils, which are caused by other human beings," Leo said. "We are with the young people of Gaza. We are with the young people of Ukraine, with those of every land bloodied by war. My young brothers and sisters, you are the sign that a different world is possible. A world of fraternity and friendship, where conflicts are not resolved with weapons, but with dialogue." The young people camped out in sprawling fields southeast of Rome overnight after attending a vigil service on Saturday, also presided by Leo, who has been ferried from Vatican City by helicopter. The special Jubilee celebration is part of the Holy Year that is expected to draw 32 million people to the Vatican for the centuries-old pilgrimage to the seat of Catholicism. The Vatican said more than 1 million young people were present, along with 7,000 priests and 450 bishops. During the Sunday homily, Leo urged the participants to spread your enthusiasm and the witness of your faith when they return home to some 150 countries. "Aspire to great things, to holiness, wherever you are," Leo urged the young faithful. "Do not settle for less. You will then see the light of the gospel growing every day, in you and around you." Leo reminded the crowd that their next encounter will be during World Youth Day, set for August 3 to 8, 2027, in Seoul, South Korea. The week has been a joyous gathering marked by bands of youth singing hymns as they move down cobblestone streets, praying the rosary in piazzas and standing for hours at the Circus Maximus to confess their sins to priests offering the sacrament in a dozen languages. Leo also shared some tragic news on Saturday. Two young people who had made the pilgrimage to Rome had died, one reportedly of cardiac arrest, while a third was hospitalized. "Rain overnight awakened the faithful but didn't dampen their spirits. At least we were a little covered, but we still got a bit wet. We lost our voices a little. It was cold, but we woke up to a beautiful sun in view," said So Emil Rios, 20, from Puerto Rico. "Despite the difficulties, it was very nice and very special to have been part of this historic moment." Sister Julia De Luca, from Rome, acknowledged that waking up was a bit tough, but that she was looking forward to seeing the Pope again. "It will be very nice to conclude a very intense week together. Definitely a lot of fun, but also very challenging in many ways," she said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.